Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zadok Jewelers.
It's pretty dope.
The absolute best choice.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 801 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. We touched on, the University of Houston is going back. And I was talking to Dana and... University of Houston is going back today. And, he's worried he's going to have some. They're going to test everybody, and they'll have some positive tests. Hopefully not. But he shut it down. They had 6. They shut it down. Do you see the reports? Clemson has 37 positive tests.
Well, we're about to have our intern is going to be on. I'm making him call in because we'd be too close with the microphone.
No. Did you give him the right number?
7-8. Yeah, it's probably him calling right there. Yeah, 713-780-3776. You know what? If you happen to be a college or high school athlete, I am interested in talking to you and John about what you think about going back and being a participant. Or if you're if you happen to be listening from the Astros, Rockets, Comets. Well, not Comets. Astros, Rockets. I guess the Dash. MLS wouldn't be here. No, they wouldn't even be here. Dash would be here.
Well, the Dash are in Utah playing.
Yeah,
in
they
the
would
bubble.
Be here.
Are they?
Now, would
Yes, John. Yes, they are.
I didn't know that.
Would the...
I saw somebody running once, and they were pulling somebody's arm.
We discussed that. She doesn't play for the Dash.
Oh, yeah. She plays for the Chicago Covids or something. I don't know.
That's not
should,
their name.
Should there be a COVID name?
But
is that what the Indians should be instead of the?
I mean, it's a thought.
The Cleveland COVIDs.
It's a thought. But our intern plays football at HBU.
Okay.
So I kind of want to. I want to see. Is that him, Dale?
Yeah. I mean, you could have just turned a mic around or something, but okay.
Yeah, but no, Dale. We're trying to be safe in here. There's outbreaks at other stations.
That's
we're trying
feet.
To be safe.
6 feet, Dale.
What?
Dale tried to hug me as soon as we got back today. Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
Typical Dale.
Can I ask you before we continue? Why did you decide to come here and just lie about everything in regards to me?
There's been a few.
Some clear lies for whatever reason. Why did you decide today was the day?
It's like every day.
We've been in the studio for a month.
Yeah, he's decided, hey, every time I reference Dale, I'm going to talk about something he would never do.
You literally haven't been in the studio for a month.
A month?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the intern's name? I don't know which one this is. Do you even know?
No, he just said, hey, could you call in?
I forgot.
You're a terrible person.
I forgot. I don't remember names.
You didn't
anymore.
Even go,
remember
you didn't go
prospects.
Hey, what's your name? I want to get you to call in about this.
It's Jalen.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Jalen. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get Jalen in here. Hey, Jalen.
What's up?
So you're calling from right outside. You're calling from about 30 feet away.
Yep.
40 feet away.
Welcome in.
Because I had you do that because we're safe here. Let the record reflect. When I walked out there, I asked, do you feel safe? Are you safe? He said yes. But I want to ask you, first of all, just as a younger person, because Dell's not a younger person anymore.
No, he's old.
He's a cranky old man sitting in his house watching Netflix and Prime shows.
I'm not cranky. I'm just in my house.
1987 Miami Hurricane games.
But he is trying
Steve
not
Walsh
to...
was a great player. Watch yourself.
But I don't think Dell's going to get it. I personally don't think. I think Dell lives a life that he's not going to get it. But I want to ask you. So ask somebody. So how old are you right now, Jalen?
21.
Okay. And you're an intern here at the station. Do you like, what's your normal, the people, your friends and people you hang out with, do they, and maybe do you, is it like, I just think I'm going to get it. It's because my son is kind of like this, where he's like, look, if I get it, I feel healthy, blah, blah, blah. And I know a lot of younger people feel like that. How do you feel about it? How do your friends treat it?
Well, some of my teammates, because I play football at HBU, they're like concerned if we're actually going to have the season, because they asked the coach this past week that when we were having meetings, like, how sure are you that we're having a season? So that's something.
Have they talked to you about how what the protocols going to be? Like, how are you going to practice and stuff like that? Have y'all even talked about it?
We discussed, like, workouts and stuff yesterday during a meeting, but that was about it. We haven't talked about, like, actual practice and stuff yet.
Where's your meetings? How are y'all doing your meetings?
How's Zoom?
Yeah, you've been virtual.
It's all virtual.
Yeah, everything's been virtual. So are you worried about going back?
I'm kind of worried, but not, like, too much, only because I know, like, after, like, listening to a bunch, that it's not going to affect me as much as other people, hopefully.
Is there any way that you're going to be able to stay away? I mean, you're in close proximity with those guys, with multiple guys. If you're in a football program, it's almost impossible to social distance. It's almost impossible. You know, even meetings and everything else, you just don't have big enough rooms for that, for 100 guys.
Right.
I mean, maybe you could go into these bigger classrooms that hold 1,000.
So you're asking the wrong question, John.
What's the question?
Jalen, a 21-year-old college football player. Jalen, if your coach said, hey, it's important for this year that you socially distance, and by that we mean whoever you might be interested in, you're just going to have to go on quarantine from her or whatever for about 4 months so you can get through this year. Could you do that?
Ooh, that would be tough.
See? You're asking the wrong questions. These are the questions you have to ask, because it ain't about your teammates, because they'll get tested hopefully, and hopefully everyone will be okay. It's about what do you do with the person who's not getting regularly
any
tested.
Text messages after midnight. Not check your DMs.
It is a Baptist school. What's the smashing rule there? Are there any rules? No?
I'll put that man out there like that on the radio.
I'm just asking. Is there any rules against smashing?
Is it in the bylaws? Is that what you're asking, John?
Leading the witness.
Don't answer that. Don't worry about it, Jalen. I think you've answered it for us. It's going to be that's the teammates. Well, that's fine. The thing is, are these guys going to be like, well, I don't know. I don't really know this girl very well, but she's interested. They're not gonna be like, I'll put this off until after the year. They're
tested?
Not going to.
Can I see your test? Have you been tested? Are these the questions?
That's
that
a different
be asked?
Type of question now. Have you been tested?
And now you'd rather have, like, have you had it? Yes. Oh, I feel better about it now.
Yeah. See,
now you want somebody that you're gonna. Have you had coronavirus? Yeah, I've already had it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good.
Come on. Jalen's already. Come on. No. Jalen was honest now. You asked him 4 months. Nah.
That's rough.
That ain't happening.
That's the issue.
Not at 21 years old.
That's the issue at hand for every coach.
But there is safer ways.
You could zoom that too, Dell. You could zoom that.
It ain't the same.
Tell it to Cam Girls. The people are zooming right now. The Zoom thing's been around for a while.
Jalen's not looking for tokens. He's not looking for that ding, ding, ding. He's not looking to hear that.
No, Jalen's looking for the real thing. Good for you, Jalen.
I'm putting a lot of stuff on Jalen right now.
I don't know.
Jalen's looking for the real thing. Well, he's out there trying to answer phone calls.
Well, I asked him, and he was like, it'll be rough. So we know what he's thinking, what they're all thinking, what every athlete from – it doesn't have to be a male athlete. What all the athletes are thinking about? That's a question.
That's true, and not only college. I mean, that's why they have baseball players. They're 25 years old with a lot of money. Professional athletes. What do you think they're looking for?
Let's be real. Of all the guys in every sport, we've got one right here. I know he's been running up and down hills and losing weight and getting in his best shape of his life, but James is that guy.
James was out in his whatever car he's got. A Lamborghini with Lil Baby, apparently, was seen in Houston. He hasn't been seen, apparently, on the court, but he's been seen driving around in his Lamborghini with Lil Baby.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, except Lamborghinis are really, really small. Are you hanging out with a rapper in a Lamborghini?
I'm not hanging out with anybody in a Lamborghini because I don't have money that.
Right. But if
people I know don't roll in Lamborghinis.
Right, well.
Would I? I might take a shot.
Well, okay. You and Lil Baby? You are out there?
Maybe more so with Baby than James.
So
depends.
As we get back to our intern for 1 second, have your coaches said, given you a time frame, like if a season does begin, when workouts would start, or is that not even on the table yet?
We're starting workouts next week, most likely.
Yeah, everybody starts.
Mostly Aaron wants to move back to campus, on campus. Right now, they have to quarantine for about a week before they can actually, like, do anything. So.
Yeah, that's the plan for college football.
Well, I know, if we've been out, but some teams have decided we're not playing at all. That's like Ivy League has pushed back their thing to the spring. Some lower division schools said we're not even going to play with fall sports. That's why I asked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ivy League. Ivy League is out. Yeah, no, that was before we left.
Well, I saw it came down. The Ivy League said we're done. We're pushing back till spring. Confirmed. That's
so they really are playing football in the spring.
Yeah. Ivy League will do that.
Because here's what Roger.
By the way, it's going to be cold.
Here's what Roger Goodell is basically from what I read is not interested in moving the draft. Not very much, at least. I think they may have to. Well, the problem is they've already got it set for a very specific time and specific area in Cleveland. You know, everything's set for Cleveland. The problem is I would not. One thing coronavirus has taught me is you do not make any plans set in stone right now. You can't just say, well, we're having this at this time and this is the way it's going to be. I think you have to be open to being fluid because what is likely to happen, and John mentioned this, Lincoln Riley has talked about this, there is a growing, at first I thought it was impossible. Now there's a growing interest and a growing momentum for moving college football to the spring, which would be kind of cool.
It would be cool.
It would be very cold in certain areas, but not.
I think it would be perfect here. I don't care about everybody else.
It would be perfect here.
I don't care about anybody else.
Start the year when you would end the season, January, whatever, when the playoff starts. That's when that weekend start the season.
It's cold. Hey, you know what? You have to play in the cold weather in Michigan.
How it's going
to
be.
But what's going to happen is you're going to see a tremendous amount of opt-outs. For people going into the draft who won't even play.
All right, Kenny
Trevor
Smith.
Lawrence won't play another down, potentially.
No. Kenny Smith is going to join us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5, so we'll talk to him about the best damn post-game show and halftime show
in
the history of the world. In the history of the world. I want to talk right now about the Lance Loken Group, the group at Keller Williams Platinum. Listen, if you got to sell your house, how about this? They'll give you an immediate cash offer without the large hidden fees, skipping the prepping, showings, and open houses. You don't have to do any of that. Basically, go straight to sold. Or he can help you negotiate through multiple offers to get the most money that you got. If he's not doing his job, listen, he'll let you out of the contract free and clear. The Loken Group does more in a day than a lot of the other realtors do all year. And that's not an exaggeration. It is ridiculous how big and how good the Loken Group ranks number one in Texas and number two in the world in volume and homes sold. They sell 530 million in volume, over 2,100 homes. The average agent, the house on the market for 49 days. At the Loken Group, just 32 days. And they say they will buy your home. If they can't sell it, they'll buy it. Call 281-861-4624. You got to sell your home for whatever reason it is. The Loken Group is here for you. The Loken, L-O-K-E-N, group.com. The Loken Group.com. 281-861-4624. Listen. You're going to feel like this guy is your best buddy when it's all said and done. It's thelokengroup.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8:16, about 4 minutes. Is he calling us or are we calling him? He's calling us. He'll be calling. Kenny Smith's going to be calling us. He's apparently on a world tour now. Because we got a 10-minute window here, right? What's he promoting?
Yeah, the Jet Academy.
What is the Jet Academy?
I thought they sent you the notes. I thought that.
Oh no, I don't have that in the notes. I didn't have the notes.
Yeah, it's Kenny. I don't know. I'm assuming it's an educational thing. We'll find out. I'll find out for you.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to. That would be great to know. The Jet. Tell us about the Jet Academy, Kenny.
That's how you do it.
Right. What's the Jet Academy all about, Kenny? Anyway, so he's going to be joining us, which is totally sweet.
It's going to be a virtual basketball camp. JetAcademyCamp.com. You can go to the website right now and check it out.
Oh.
You can train from anywhere. I see Kenny working. Yeah, it's a website up. So if you have kids who want to train and step up your game with the pros, I didn't say that. They wrote that on the website. JetAcademyCamp.com is a website. We'll talk to you, Kenny Smith, about that.
Learn from the pros. Week one is Kemba Walker. Week two is Victor Oladipo. It starts July 20th. Week three is Trey Young. Diana Taurasi and Brittany Griner is WNBA week one. Then Brianna Stewart and Sue Bird week two. And then they don't know who is going to be NBA week four. Yeah.
Wait, the Kimba record all this? Because he'll be in the middle of practice.
Yeah, it has to be recorded already. There's a 6-month training package and then a 1-year training package.
So you'll get a real instruction from pros, and you don't have to fly to their camp or that's any of that stuff. They'll do it for you.
No,
all
you
online.
Get it virtually. This is a great business opportunity for a lot of. I could see a lot of things starting to go virtual. This. I talked to a lot of scouts who said they kind of like some of the virtual stuff that they were doing with players that they were able to get to quick without making trips. And I think some of the teams thought, "Oh, this is pretty cool. We're not paying for."
Yeah,
you know, per diems for scouts to go on the road. And
I think this is going to be we had over 300 people with Dana and Leach. We had the virtual thing for the Touchdown
Club.
Don't
you like to be
around them?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Don't you like having
that same? But you're limiting it to just people in Houston at a lunch that you can get to a lunch.
See, my dad is very anti. He has a coaching clinic where they get about 1,100 a year.
Yeah.
High school coaches come into the Lone Star Coaching Clinic. And I was talking to him about maybe, and you know, he's just anti, I don't know, Lance. You know, I said, you really should think about doing it this year. You know, well, we're going to lose our hotel rooms and we've got to deal with the hotel. And all I could think of is, look, the hotel's not going anywhere. They understand what's going on. You're not going to lose your hotel. Bring 1,100 coaches in. But to do something virtually, I could help him do that and set it up. And it really does expand who can get it. Now, there's questions about, well, how can you get it without somebody else, you know, a bunch of coaches sitting in a room and watching and they're not individual paying, then you sell it to whole schools. And you say, this is your cost for the school. And you make it, you can't have as many realistic. You can say, look, we'll charge you for 4 coaches because we don't know how many are going to be watching if you're the school. Because people share passwords and usernames anyway. Yeah. But still, your reach, you can reach way more coaches virtually. I mean, as opposed to being, it's no different than, how many people are in a stadium for a game? How many people are watching on television or streaming? A lot more.
Yeah.
A lot more.
No. And, well, we may find it right. But a lot more business is being done virtually. A lot more is going to be done virtually than in the past. I think ESPN is, you're going to have a lot fewer people come through the car wash. They're just going to, here, I can do it from my kitchen.
Oh, I had, exactly. And the car wash is you do multiple shows.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a guy from NFL Network tell me, you know, it's been amazing, and he's pretty high up on the business side, and he said, it's been amazing the amount of stuff I've been able to get done from my house. He said, I'm on calls all day long with meetings, virtual meetings, phone meetings. He said, he's not a producer. Like, he's not actually directing or anything. They have learned to do that as well. So, yeah, I think a lot of people, here's Kenny Smith right now, but a lot of people have been able to figure out that they can get a lot of things done. Commercial real estate's going to get their asses kicked.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way around it. I mean, we could do a show virtually. We don't have to do a show in person.
No, we have done it for a long time. Kenny Smith joining us now here on ESPN 97.5. John Granato and Lance Zierlein here with you. Kenny, what's up?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing good, man. How much you miss Houston? And Kenny got his start on Sports Night Live. You know that, right?
I got my start on Sports Night Live when Kenny couldn't come in one time, and you called me like, hey, can you get out here and do something on fantasy football? I'm like, yeah. I get to be on TV? Yeah.
Kenny, it was brilliant what you did. So you came on my show as often as you could. We had a long format, and then you turned that into the best halftime and post-game show in the history of sports. So congratulations.
I tell you, man, without you, I couldn't have done it, brother.
It's not and even
tell
close
you
to true.
You know what was really great about coming on? Because you used to be at all of the hot spots around Houston.
That's right.
So I used to be like, I didn't like to go out a lot. And I was like, okay, well, this is a way I can get out in Houston and really and have some fun at the same time and get a free meal.
And get a, that's right. That's right. You got to eat, too. It was awesome. Well, man, you've done great. Congratulations on your career. And I saw where... You know, you think it's inevitable that you're going to turn that into at least a front office job at some point.
Yeah, well, I think at times I look at what the president of the teams do, and you know, and the relationships that you have over the 20 years of being at Turner, from runners to agents to general managers to coaches to GMs, like they give you all of this. The owners, you know, all of this pertinent information they give you over those years, and you have a reservoir of information, kind of the same way going and doing your show. You start doing it, then you're like, oh, well, when you're on television, you should do it this way. You should say it this way. You get comfortable and you start getting and gathering information. So, having an opportunity to, you know, run a basketball team, I think it's inevitable.
I think it's interesting because I know, and a guy you would know, Dennis Lindsay, I remember talking to Dennis about, he said one of the best things that happened to him was working with Rudy and then getting a different approach from Jeff Van Gundy and then learning from Daryl Morey and then going with Buford and, you know, and Popovich with the Spurs. So by the time he had his chance with the Utah Jazz, he had learned from a lot of different types of basketball minds and learned a lot of different ways of doing things because Daryl's way couldn't be different than Rudy's way, but you're probably in the same because every time you talk on the at halftime and the postgame, no, all due respect to Charles and to Shaq, but you're the guy who is the most logical basketball.
Well,
guy
breaking down there. Stuff,
Sure, 100%.
Well, you know, I appreciate you know that in certain senses, but I look at it this way, you know. There's not a team, honestly, that in the league that hasn't given me some type of information. Every single team that I've had to, like, give them back a response. But what most teams do is that they pay attention to their team. I'm able to pay attention for 20 years to the trends of the league, the things that are about to happen, that will happen, or should happen, where you're – as a like when you like let's say the Rockets or let's say anyone, they're paying attention, which they should, just to their team. So it's difficult at times to see what's coming around the corner.
Right.
My job has always been to see what's coming around the corner.
Right. You can't see the forest for the trees. So quickly, because we got to get to the Jet Academy camp, you said that the Bulls, you watched the Michael Jordan 10-parter. The Rockets, not even mentioned the 2 years that Mike was out. Well, the year and a half that Mike was out. You said they would have had a problem with you because they weren't big enough for you guys.
No, I didn't say they have a problem. I said they wouldn't have beat us. That's
yeah, flat out.
they would you know, not have beat you in a seven-game series.
Yeah, I think they had a problem with us already. Michael Jordan, let's start here, is the best basketball player ever. He's the GOAT to me. He's the best basketball player I've ever seen. But those 2 years, he wasn't on the best teams. He wouldn't have been on the best team. And we've seen that he's been in the NBA and not been on the best team, but still been the best player. You know, I think that's the reason they, you know, lost to Orlando. But as most Houston fans know, the first championship run, we were 6-1 against them during the regular season. We only, I mean, I don't think there's a team in the NBA that could say they only lost to them one time. In that first run. And then what most people forget is, one, he was back at number 45 the second year. But they didn't have Horace Grant at the time. He was in Orlando. Or Dennis Rodman, who was in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
So they were just too little to really defend Akeem. And then you throw in the fact that our perimeter speed was pretty good. I think that those were the two things that always gave them trouble. But I just think that Michael was the best player and those wouldn't have been the best teams he's had.
No, they're certainly. All right, we got to get to it because you're doing a world tour right now. Tell us about the Jet Academy camp.
Houston, stand up. I'm letting you know. You know, we look at COVID as social distancing. And so what I created is just the first ever virtual basketball camp, you know, where, you know, you shouldn't stop your development because you want to make your AAU team, your high school team, your junior high school team because of COVID. So myself, Trey Young, Kemba Walker, Victor Oladipo, MVP Breonna Stewart for the WNBA, Brittany Griner, we become your personal trainers for 2 hours a day. You just log on. And the difference is, and what differentiates, it's live. It's not like those videos that are taped and over time. Everyone's live. You could ask Q&A questions live. You could upload your videos live. We critique them. And I think that's what's the difference. I've been a guy who's had basketball camps for kids, and I was like, they got to be something to do for our kids right now. And it's JetAcademyCamp.com. Again, JetAcademyCamp.com. You just log in. Sign your kids up, and it's live.
That's it. Nice. Well, we know you got to go. Hey, congratulations on your success. Glad you got it started here in Houston.
Yeah, and before you go, what has it been like in terms of you never could have expected what would happen, but the chemistry with you guys, and I know you guys talk about it a lot, but when did you know that you had something that was kind of special?
I would say the day Charles walked in the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're a big part of it too because you know how to play the straight man to Charles also when you need to.
Yep, it was great before he got there and he made it special. And yep. I was like, this is different.
It certainly has been. Hey man, congratulations, JetAcademyCamp.com, JetAcademyCamp.com. We appreciate it, Kenny. Congratulations on all your success and future success.
Thank you, brother.
All right, man. There's Kenny Smith right here on ESPN 97.5. Just another Sports Night Live, just off my tree.
Mm-hmm. I'm off the tree.
You're off the tree.
We didn't get paid cash, Del. We got paid in dinners.
Yep.
You got paid in branding.
Yeah.
Stop.
What? You were branded with that seal.
Well, people watch Sports Night Live. You don't even understand.
You don't even know about Sports Night Live.
People would tune into that and. And it was always an entertaining show because you didn't know what you were going to get.
You didn't know it was going to be on because of the technical difficulties.
You've been dealing with technical difficulties
my whole life.
Since you got to Houston.
929. 829 ESPN 97.5.
Let me tell you about TGS Insurance. Because if you are under with your own technical difficulties with fighting with your insurance company over something, well, maybe you don't have the right coverage. Or maybe you are paying too much for your homeowner's insurance. Listen, it is a very tough economy right now. It's only getting tougher. Now would be a great opportunity for you to take a look at all your bills. And I know you're used to looking at bills and saying, what can I cut? What can I cut? What can I cut? Well, how about what can I what can I get money back for and yet keep the same service? How about A-rated insurance companies that are fighting for your business as a homeowner to get homeowner's insurance, and yet they're giving you much more competitive rates. And that's what's happening with TGS Insurance. You text the word money to 232323. That's money to 232323. They get back to you, and within 15 seconds, you are going to have a firm quote for your homeowner's insurance, and you have a chance to get great coverage but start saving tons of money, on average $900 annually. TGSinsurance.com. Text money to 232323.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 832 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
That show, by the way, I want to take a second on this one. the Inside the NBA show, and I think the guy who never gets mentioned is Ernie. Ernie Johnson is a fantastic conduit who understands how to get the show back on track, but he's not – look, you can't – there is no way to keep people inside the lines on that one. You got big personalities in Charles and Shaquille O'Neal. I was worried that the show would be kind of ruined when Shaquille came in. And it hasn't been. I think they could do it.
I know some people that don't like it.
I'm not a big Shaq proponent, but we still get Charles. Like Charles is the guy to me.
Yeah,
that flavors the gumbo. But I do think it's the Ernie, Kenny, and Charles combination. You had a true straight man. You had Kenny who can do a little bit more. He's a little more versatile. And then Charles is Charles. And the argument for chemistry, see, two of my favorite shows of all time have been, and that's different now, but have been the Game Day show, College Football Game Day.
Yeah.
And this is with, and I've made this point to people in the past at different different opportunities, that you don't have to have the biggest names. Now, Charles is a big name. Kenny was a guy who was a high draft pick and was in a dunk contest, but Kenny wasn't a superstar. It's just getting the right chemistry. Kirk Herbstreit, people didn't even know Kirk Herbstreit. Chris Myers was a guy who had done Scholastic Sports America when they brought brought him on for Game Day. And then Lee Corso was just a coach that had no – he really wasn't a well-known coach either. Mm-hmm. But they had a chemistry, and especially – for me, it was Chris Fowler and Herbstreit. But, you know, you had the goofy...
Then you had the shtick.
You had the goofy shtick. It's really about the chemistry of that show with Ernie and Kenny and Charles, and they've been able to work Shaq in with no problem. And but when it's time to get down to basketball, they have good, strong opinions. It's rooted in basketball theory for the most part, guys who played the game. And I just... That's the one show that I have no problem watching before a game, at halftime, man,
look forward to it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's maybe the only show.
Yeah,
maybe the only show. Certainly,
no, I get up Saturday mornings and I don't want to watch College Game Day.
College Game Day has great packages available and stuff like that.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what's his name? Tries to make you cry all the time. Tom Rinaldi.
Yeah.
Stop trying to make me cry every single package.
Forever.
What was that from?
That's from James Harden's, that he was never going to be a starter in the league
forever,
and he tried.
That was Tom Rinaldi did that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize.
That's where I never knew that came from.
Those clips come from the same.
I don't know that. Forever. That was the. The Tom Rinaldi's worst work. His worst work.
Well, the thing, we've bastardized that whole do that thing. But that came from the fact that he got his name, a nickname he got that his mom gave him or something. Something really emotional and you know, the Tom Rinaldi special.
Lucky or something, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Because he was supposed to be born.
Yeah, and then we've obviously turned it into whatever we do.
Yeah.
That was his response to when Tom told him the story.
Yeah, she always, apparently, she said she always called him that, and James had no idea that was his nickname.
No, I think did he not know the nickname, or he did not know why he was called that?
I think he didn't even know the nickname.
I don't know.
Yeah, lucky or whatever. Anyway, so yeah, no. There's no question. That is the best show on, that is the best sports show on TV. Is Kenny and Barkley and Shaq. I know people, though, that just can't stand Shaq on the show. Just can't stand him.
One of our former coworkers.
Oh, yeah, Raheel.
Shaq would ruin the show.
Shaq ruins everything. Shaq ruins everything. Yeah, so there's that. Is this... Get back to this for a minute. And, by the way, congratulations to the Texans. They made another list of the worst... teams, most incompetence.
Yeah.
From incompetence to outright villainy, the NFL's worst run teams. Congratulations.
Man, whose list was this?
This is a list on The Guardian.
But the writer.
His name isn't on it.
Yeah. He's actually a guy who knows a little sports.
Texans. I don't see a name on here. I'm on the site, and I don't see a name on here. Anyway, the Jets. Yeah, you can certainly argue that. I mean, that the Jets, the Chargers. Although the Chargers have a lot of good players. They seemingly have a lot of good players, and they've made the playoffs. Of course, the Texans have as well. The Redskins, I think, is obvious how poorly run they are and how just how poorly they go about everything, how they mess up everything. Mm-hmm. And then the Texans. And he goes over the, you know, the trades and how Brian Gaine got pushed out.
No, but I thought this was one of the, after reading what he said about the Texans, I honestly thought, I thought that he made some, he sounds like he understands a dynamic in Houston.
Yeah. I think, I'm surprised that a lot of people actually do. I mean, they're not here and yet they know what's really going on here.
Yeah, because so many of O'Brien's moves, it's really more about the GM stuff, Bill O'Brien, than it is the coach. It is for me, at least, and I've noticed a lot of people. But that's really come into focus this offseason, because this is the first offseason where he's really, you know, had a hammer, and so many of his moves have been big, splashy, attention-getting moves, and many times in the wrong direction or for the wrong things. Now, Bill O'Brien and the Texans argue, let's let it play out. But I don't have to let... If you pay 1.5 over a standard retail price for a jacket, I don't need it to play out about how you look in the jacket and how it keeps you warm to know you could have still got that same jacket for less.
Yeah.
The exact same jacket. You overpaid for it. It doesn't change with how the jacket performs for you. This whole let's see how it plays out. Now, that was his point. That's for Tunsil. His point for... His point for let it play out, I think their point is let's let it play out for the DeAndre Hopkins trade. But by saying let's let it play out, I think basically they're saying the only thing they could be saying, because they didn't get anybody in return other than David Johnson. I think let it play out means let's see how DeAndre Hopkins does moving forward. And if that's what they mean, and that must be what they mean, it has to be what they mean. Because you're not going to, you're a fool. You're a damn fool if you're saying, well, let's see how Hopkins versus David Johnson ends
up turning out. But I don't even care
out.
How it, again, it's the same thing. If the jacket is crappy, but you let it go for even less than you should have gotten for it. Because they should have gotten more for DeAndre Hopkins no matter what. No matter what.
Yeah, but if they were right on not, yes, your points are valid points. But I think what they're saying is let's let it play out. It can't be for a guy who's basically on a one-year contract to David Johnson. And it can't be for a second-round pick. The only thing the Texans can be saying for let's let it play out is they believe that DeAndre Hopkins is about to have a big drop. What I would say is you sent him to the wrong team if you're waiting for him to have a drop then, because DeAndre is going to get a ton of looks. He's in a pass-first offense. And it wouldn't shock me if they move him into Larry Fitzgerald's, you know, into a slot role, which is basically going to let him use his physicality with shorter catches, and it could extend his career even further. So I think if you're waiting for DeAndre Hopkins to fail, and he's very highly, highly motivated to make the Texans.
But you had to pay him, Lance. Remember, you have to pay him because he's only got 3 years left on a deal.
Yeah, and you didn't have to pay him.
So this is it hits the nail on the head. Here's what they said is the Texans head coach has taken to team building the way a child does a Madden franchise, trading a bunch of draft picks to fit an immediate need, swapping out one superstar for a player whose name value no longer matches his play.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I mean, that hits the nail on the head. And basically, because he's given up so much for Tunsil, good Lord. And again, like I say every time, I can't be hypocritical, the number one priority that offseason, last offseason, was get Deshaun some line help because he's getting killed, and you can't kill him. So make sure you go out and do it. But you don't have to overpay the way he's overpaid. And he's the one who says, you know what? You pay less for guys that are coming up on contracts. You pay less for guys that are, because the market value goes down. Oh, I got to pay that guy, so I'm not going to. Yet he gave up two firsts and a second for Tunsil.
Runs completely contrary to what the argument is.
Yes.
Like, oh, you don't get as much because, well, DeAndre Hopkins wanted new money, so we can only get a second for him. That's how it works. But Laremy Tunsil wanted a new contract, and he gave up two firsts and a second.
His contract is expiring. You had to do that. You don't have to do that with DeAndre.
You contradicted yourself.
Yes. It's just maddening. It is just maddening. I mean, the Jadeveon Clowney for a third rounder is in here. Bevery of draft picks to plug a hole for the offensive line. The Texans ended as a result. Texans have ran an exhaustive general manager search. The answer just so happened to be Bill O'Brien. One of his first moves, swapping out DeAndre Hopkins, a future Hall of Fame receiver, for David Johnson, a horribly diminished running back who does things like this. And it's got a play for David Johnson that just looks like, oh my God.
Oh, the one where he's sweeping to the left? Yes. That's the one that I saw that I was like, oh my God, this is the slowest running back I've ever seen in my life.
The Texans' fabulously talented quarterback, Deshaun Watson, is starting to resemble LeBron James during the first spell with the Cleveland Cavaliers, a generational star sabotaged by the incompetence and arrogance of management. That doesn't make me feel good about my pizza. I mean,
well, it's not your article.
No, I know, but what if I get another pizza and then I gotta say how good he's doing then?
Well, and you will. Let's not act like you won't.
No, I know, but I mean, I'm just hoping that I don't get any more pizzas. So I don't have to say nice things. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, it all depends on what you've had to eat that day. You might love that pizza company.
I might. You're right. 843 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome.
That's just sick.
However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The Axe got in some trouble. You all right? Are you all right out there, Axe?
Well, yeah, what a 1 year, but Jimbo got 6 months probation.
He got show cause.
Yeah, which means nothing.
Oh, show cause. 6 months show cause.
He's not going anywhere.
1 year probation for the Yags.
Yeah, but which means that he's limited on off-campus recruiting.
Yeah, the show cause generally is like 5 year show cause. So if a team hired Jimbo wanted to leave, they'd have to explain why they hired, all this stuff. That doesn't really matter. But the biggest thing is off-campus recruiting.
Yeah.
They got hit hard. Now the real issue is, well, no one can really do anything off-campus because, you know, you're confined to camp because of COVID. So is it really going to hurt them?
Yeah.
So the question is, depending on when those restrictions are lifted by the NCAA, will they push that back? Will they push the punishment back until people can actually go off campus? Because if they let them if they just start it now, what's it going to mean? It's not a real punishment because no one can do it.
Right. And what does one year probation mean?
If you do something again, you get harsher stuff.
Right. And show cause is only 6 months.
Yeah, and Jimbo's not leaving in 6 months, so it doesn't hurt him at all.
No, but recruiting and going and watching kids play this fall, if they play this fall, is that supposed to, you're right, suppose high school football is pushed to the spring.
Oh, no.
Jimbo's like, huh?
Yeah, oh, no. You mean I can't go to Lubbock for a kid in October? No right. one can. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I'm not going anyway. I'm not going to Lubbock for a kid anyway. All right? I'm not doing that.
They might have a guy.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I really don't. Do you really want a kid from Lubbock?
What?
I don't know.
No kids from Lubbock can play?
I know. I don't know.
Big-time football?
Yes, then I'll take a kid from Texas.
You really? Okay, whatever.
Particularly if he tops out as a junior, but I need to fill up my recruiting class. Oh, sorry, that's a Mac Brown staple. He's not here anymore.
Mac is recruiting.
North Carolina, people are hiding
loading
it right
now.
People
he and Dre Bly just got him. The number one corner in the nation.
Yeah, and the ACC just did their whole media poll thing as far as who wins the divisions, and North Carolina's voted number one. I mean, everyone loves Sam Howell, and I get it, but they still only went 7-6 last year. There's a jump you have to take.
Can we even listen to this?
They did. They did go 7-7. I should know more than anyone.
They're pulling in number ones in every position.
But those guys aren't.
Jealousy.
Hey, let me ask
almost
you something.
Beat Clemson.
Excuse me.
Are those guys?
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Let me ask you a question. Are those? Oh, is that number one recruiting class going to be on the field in 2020? They're not. Even if the season,
no one's going to be on the field in 2020. Well, but they might be there in the Springdale.
But they're not going to let those kids play.
Why aren't they going to let those kids play?
They're not going to. They're not going to.
Why not? With all the new incoming kids playing?
No, because how scholarship thing. How are you going to have 20, like 15 incoming kids?
Let's say three or four players opt out.
That's
then you
fine.
Can bring three
but
or four in.
That's the problem.
Well, if you move it.
If you have an 82, let's say you have a full scholarship allotment at 85 and the season starts till January, you can't put those kids in. You can't have 100 kids on scholarship.
Well, they're going
to. Play.
No. Just like baseball, they added.
Well, they haven't said that yet.
Well, they're probably going to have to do that. They haven't said they're moving to spring yet. So there'll be some rules.
I would say, I would doubt that they would have 100. Those kids might be on campus, sure, but to be eligible to play, so you can have like 100 plus scholarship kids on your roster at one time, I would doubt that they would let that happen.
Yeah, probably, because that'll be five seasons they'll play.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably they'll have to wait till the fall to play.
Yeah.
More than likely. There are going to be some interesting questions
that pop up about this.
Oh, yeah.
Who plays and who doesn't and all that, if it moves to the spring. My work will be different, but I've already decided I'm writing up every player off 2019 tape right now just to be safe because I can write them up and make whatever changes I need to based on what they do on their tape.
Dude, it is going to be so interesting. If there is a spring league, you're going to have to write up guys that are going to be drafted months, just a couple of months after their season ends.
Well, but I'm writing players up in November while their season's still going on. So it's not that, it's no difference for me.
Yeah, but you do a lot of the work in the offseason.
Well, so I have to get started in November. I have no chance. I mean, November 1st, I frankly get started a little in October. So I'm already writing guys November, December. I try to hold off on the biggest names because I want all their data points, yeah, and I want them against in championship games, and I want them in their bowl games if possible.
Guess what? You're going to be writing it right up till the day of.
Well, so, yeah, but I can't wait until then. Like, if they go to a spring league, I can't wait. My stuff is going to be due. Like, when is the comp? I don't even know. When is the comp? They still have to have a combine. For Roger Goodell or for the NFL to say, well, we've already got our draft set and it's going to be late April, but you have to have a combine.
The season might not be over yet.
No, exactly. The medical information, let's say they start in January, we know it's September, October, November, December, just without even getting to ball games. Well, okay, so it's really September, October, November,
right?
Really,
right.
3 months,
right?
Right? So January, February, March.
I don't think so. It'll be February, March,
that's
April.
That's what I think it would be, too, because you've got to get vaccines a chance to get rolling.
Not only that, but it's too cold in the north.
Yeah, and you got to get work. Well, February's still going to be.
Well, but not as cold as January.
Extremely frigid. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Like, Minnesota is probably.
They'll have to play indoors.
Well, the question is, will they even have a full year? Like, maybe you just rip out of conference.
Yeah, that's true.
Out of conference.
Out of conference.
It'd be seven, eight games.
So you play nine games, and then your bowl season might be shortened too.
Well, so you could start it in February, in mid-February, really, and get training camps going or whatever. You could start it in mid-February, but then what you'd have to do is, from a draft standpoint, you have to have the combine. The combine is essential because there's medicals, there's psychological testing, there is physical testing. Like, for people who just say underwear Olympics, it's really so much more than that. A lot of it is the physical that have to. Every team will do a physical on certain players. Like I've had a player tell me I was getting the same stuff done by 26 teams that wanted to look at me, the same thing, and then they go to hospitals to get certain bad shoulders checked out and knees. This is essential. It has to be done. It's done in February. There's no way if they're playing football in the spring, you have to have a combine in May, maybe May. There would be no Senior Bowl this year, or maybe there would. I don't know. You'd have it, which the weather, as you mentioned, that the big advantage, at least for us in southern states, would be potentially great weather to be outdoors.
Why do you think we win baseball every year?
Because we get to be inside when it's hot.
Because we can play year-round.
Who was we?
I mean, the South and the West.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm talking about it's rare well, for a Northeast team.
Yeah, it's the Pacific Northwest has come up. Like, Oregon State has won a couple. And their weather's not great, but I get your point.
No, they still, like, Pacific Northwest, you can still play a lot of the year.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying it isn't as great as it is down here. Now, the NFL has been like, we are not doing it until we have to do it. Like, they're like, we're going to play 4 preseason games. Oh, now we're only going to play 2. So,
and now they voted none.
So, yeah, so they can keep talking about where the draft will be, but if college football says we're not starting till mid-January or mid-February, they'll move.
Yeah.
They'll move. They're just saying it now because they don't have to move.
Well, and I think it's so smart. Why preseason games? Don't do any preseason games. NFL. The players are right. What do you need a preseason game for? Honestly, just go start playing. You know what? Every step of your from grammar school to high school to college, you start playing. You just start playing. Okay? You can scrimmage somebody. There, you know, you have some jamborees in high school, but you know, for the most part, it's let's just go start playing.
Yeah.
That's it.
And speaking of the NFL, we didn't get to it. You see, Nike, now they remove Washington from their site. You can't get any Washington Redskins gear anymore. And they said, we're not putting it back on until you change your name.
What about FedEx?
FedEx was the jump off, apparently.
Right. It's a wrap. As soon as FedEx came out and said what they said, that name has changed.
Yeah.
It's over. That's it.
We ain't giving you any more money. We ain't giving you money. Okay.
Naming right money going away.
Yeah.
It is a wrap. That name is done. And I really don't care. You can change Redskins' name. It's not going to do anything to me. That's fine.
No.
I mean, Redskins, it's always been out there. As long as it was there, I'll say the name, whatever. But it's no more than my kids were talking about it. And like, why would you have something if that's a name that's kind of a slur or whatever? Why would they have it? And then one of them was arguing something. And they said, what if it was Blackskins or Whiteskins? And I'm like, yeah, it like that.
Well, you remember that shirt that Bomani
Caucasians?
Bomani Jones wore. He wore it was in like the Indians font and the logo, but instead of Indians, it said Caucasians. It had a white face, and people were furious about it. And like his point was, wait a minute, what? You're upset about this shirt when that's an actually official name? You see what the Indians are doing? You see, Chief Wahoo, you don't have a problem with that, but you have a problem with this? He was making a point, but people were furious.
But if a white guy wore the Caucasian shirt, it'd be considered racist. Like, right. Well, that's racist the other way now. Wait a second.
We're all confused. Everything's... Well, I imagine Washington, they got to go. If Nike's like, we're not even going to sell your stuff anymore.
Yeah, it's
a wrap. No, that's not.
It's a wrap.
Hey, you know who's... hey, listen, the hurricane season is coming. By the way, on top of everything else... Hurricanes.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Good News.
Gosh, hurricanes are coming. Guess what? The MMA law firm knows you're dealing with enough. Okay, so if something happens, God forbid, or if you're dealing with an insurance company already, if you've had any kind of issues because there's been flooding and you maybe you've had issues with insurance company and you're like, wow, I just didn't get what I should have gotten. Well, if they're acting in bad faith, you could be entitled to 3 times your damage amount. And the people that will get that... The people that will get that is the MMA law firm, McClenny, Mosley, and Associates, the MMA law firm. They know you're dealing with enough, so they're going to front all the expenses. If they win, their payment will come from the recovery, not out of your pocket. No settlement, no fees. Head to largelossattorneys.com. You know how bad it can be if you're dealing with an insurance company that isn't playing fair. They've got the money. Guess what? It's the golden rule? No, it's not, because the MMA law firm is going to get you that money and maybe 3 times that money. If this is happening to you, free, no obligation, obligation consultation with expert attorneys. Keep the MMA law firm in mind as we enter the rainy season with floods and hurricanes. LargeLossAttorneys.com. That's LargeLossAttorneys.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.